Well, happy Friday. This is episode 372 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. Welcome. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks, and track one is the Old Testament, with track two being the New Testament. Each day we alternate those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Also, I try to average about 10 minutes per show. Today we're going to read 2 and 3 John, two tiny little books from the Apostle John from the God's Word translation. Let's begin. 2 John. From the Church Leader. To the chosen lady and her children, whom I love because we share the truth. I'm not the only one who loves you. Everyone who knows the truth also loves you. We love you because of the truth which lives in us and will be with us forever. Goodwill, mercy, and peace will be with us. They come from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, who, in truth and love, is the Father's Son. I was very happy to find some of your children living in the truth as the Father has commanded us. Dear lady, I'm now requesting that we continue to love each other. It's not as though I'm writing to give you a new commandment. Rather, from the beginning, we were commanded to love each other. Love means that we live by doing what He commands. We were commanded to live in love, and you have heard this from the beginning. Many people who deceive others have gone into the world. They refuse to declare that Jesus Christ came in flesh and blood. This is the mark of a deceiver and an antichrist. Be careful that you don't destroy what we've worked for, but that you receive your full reward. Everyone who doesn't continue to teach what Christ taught doesn't have God. The person who continues to teach what Christ taught has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and doesn't bring these teachings, don't take him into your home or even greet him. Whoever greets him shares the evil things he's doing. I have a lot to write to you. I would prefer not to write a letter. Instead, I hope to visit and talk things over with you personally. Then we will be completely filled with joy. The children of your chosen sister greet you. 3 John. From the Church Leader. To my dear friend Gaius, whom I love because we share the truth. Dear friend, I know that you are spiritually well. I pray that you're doing well in every other way and that you're healthy. I was very happy when some believers came and told us that you were living according to the truth. Nothing makes me happier than to hear that my children are living according to the truth. Dear friend, you are showing your faith in whatever you do for other believers, especially when they're your guests. These believers have told the congregation about your love. You will do well to support them on their trip in a way that proves you belong to God. After all, they went on their trip to serve the one named Christ, and they didn't accept any help from the people to whom they went. We must support believers who go on trips like this so that we can work together with them in spreading the truth. I wrote a letter to the congregation, but Diotrephes, who loves to be in charge, won't accept us. For this reason, when I come, I will bring up what he's doing. He's not satisfied with saying malicious things about us. He also refuses to accept the believers we send as guests. He even tries to stop others who want to accept them and attempts to throw those people out of the congregation. Dear friend, never imitate evil, but imitate good. The person who does good is from God. The person who does evil has never seen God. Everyone, including the truth itself, says good things about Demetrius. We also say good things about him, and you know that what we say is true. I have a lot to write to you. However, I'd rather not write. I hope to visit you very soon. Then we can talk things over personally. Peace be with you. Your friends here send you their greetings. Greet each of our friends by name. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. 2 John is addressed to a very special woman and her children. She's loved by John and many other believers, and John asks her to continue in loving. And he's aware of her children and the fact that they are living according to God's laws, which include loving one another. And then John warns about false teachers. He tells her to be careful and not let them destroy all that they've worked for, and not even to invite them into her home or even greet them, because doing so helps them with their mission. And on this point, I'd like to say that this is how I deal with Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons who come to my door. I don't invite them in, and I don't even engage them in conversation. I take the teaching of 2 John verses 10 and 11 seriously. I simply tell them that I'm not interested, and I say goodbye. I don't even say, have a nice day. But Steve, you say, don't you tell them why? Don't you try to show them the truth? And my answer to you is, rarely. You see, these folks are generally very well trained and prepared, whereas I'm just doing my normal Saturday activity of preparing all the media and the tech for Sunday worship at my church. I'm not in the mindset to debate, and the truth is, these folks really aren't interested in having an honest conversation. They have a set agenda, and a 10-minute talk on my front porch is not going to change that agenda. Remember, in almost every case, you have to have a relationship with someone before you can really have a meaningful discussion about faith. And I have had these conversations with friends who were Jehovah's Witness or Mormon. It's not that I'm against engaging them in conversation, but when they come to my front door, I take 2 John very seriously. Now, moving on to 3 John. This book is addressed to a man named Gaius. There seem to be several men with this name in the Bible, and one of them was even baptized by Paul. We don't really know anything more specific about this Gaius except that John considered him to be a dear friend. John commends Gaius for the good reports he hears about him and for the fact that he supports those who travel about preaching the gospel. It is a good thing to support missionaries. Even though we may not personally go out to preach the good news, our support for them makes us an important part of the team. Then John has a warning against a man named Diotrephes and good words about one named Demetrius. John says, "Never imitate evil, but imitate good. The person who does good is from God. The person who does evil has never seen God." So we have to be aware of those around us and watch to see what their fruit is. What do you think? If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 372.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at _SteveWebb_#LifespringMedia. Be sure you subscribe to the Lifespring Family Audio Bible in your favorite podcast app, iTunes, Stitcher, whatever. This is a daily Monday through Friday show, and subscribing helps you not to miss an episode. Monday, we'll be back in the book of 1 Kings. Have a great weekend. Until Monday, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.